The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 15th day of November 2021. And tonight is Pledge Week. This is the first night of Pledge Week, right tonight. And so, folks, this is the toughest week of the month. Every month is the toughest. Pledge Week is always the toughest. But we got to do her so we can continue to bring the message that the world doesn't want you to know to you. And so, and that's what we're getting ready to do. So, here, with that on the board, we have the mighty Andrew.
Good evening, Pastor, and everyone.
Ready to defend this old preacher with his life. And then we have, she just put her teeth back in, and she's ready to answer the telephones. Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty. And then we have in the other room, we have that rascal Randy, and we have Wit. And I just said Wit. I didn't say half. I didn't say if. I just said Wit, okay? And there you go. All right. There you go. So, Rascal Randy, Wit, and Little Lisa, and way out yonder, riding the dusty trails, that backroads preacher, none other than that Missouri parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Your highly unpaid professional associate is here and more than ready to go to work, boss.
We have a lot to do tonight, so let's get at it. First thing we got to do, see if we can light those phone lines up. So we have people standing by to take your calls at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We really need to hear from you folks. This time's getting times are getting tougher and tougher. Praise the good Lord, and I want to thank all of you that have stuck it out with us this year. We've made some differences. We really have made some differences. We're starting to see a lot of these woke copes starting to back off because we're pushing back. We're standing our ground. And with that, the title of the message this week is, Who Said I Wish to Avenge Myself Against the One That Rules From Above? I'll bet Joe knows, don't you, Joe?
I sure do. His name was Karl. Karl Marx.
Yep. And
very scary name, really. Should be.
Well, I was listening, Joe, to one of the Fox News reporters on Veterans Day as they were covering Trader Joe's, Trader Joe Biden at Arlington, at the grave of the unknown soldier. Now, he was saying, this reporter was saying that this was the first Veterans Day in over 20 years that America was not at war. But the truth is we're at war. We are in the most perilous war since the Civil War. We're in a battle for our freedom, our independence, and many for their very lives.
I think it's more important than the Revolutionary War. We're in the middle of a communist revolution in America, a communist takeover of our constitutional republic. And I think the results of our losing this battle would be worse than the Civil War.
Well, it would be, but what is happening? Two things are happening. The communists are doubled down. The communists, and this is what sleazy Joe Biden, this is a wicked man, extremely wicked man. I know people say, well, you know, he's just not competent. He's got Alzheimer's or whatever. No, he may be, you know, suffering from some of that, but this man is wicked to the bone. I mean, he is wicked to the bone.
The power, the authority, the whatever he's getting, he's selling his soul for the importance.
He is. It sold his soul. Now, our enemy is the federal deep state government, the FBI, the IRS, the DHS, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, the DOJ, and the AMA, along with the Pentagram. Yeah, you heard me say that right. I know you say, well, Pastor, you meant Pentagram. No, I mean Pentagram. That's what has happened. Our military, not the soldiers.
No.
Not the soldiers. But those in charge there at the Pentagram, they have sold us out, folks. They have sold us out, and we've got to take our country back. Anyhow,
one of the first organizations that sold out was the Department of Education long ago with dear Hillary Clinton, and that's when a lot of the really bad stuff started.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at that. Well, the very same techniques used by Hitler and Stalin to dupe the unsuspecting masses is being used to dupe the simple-minded of America. Hitler used the trust that the people had in the once legitimate medical establishment as a weapon against them. Andy, if I plug my phone in here in the studio, I've got it. This brings me to a clip that we really need to play. And this clip here, this woman was a Holocaust survivor. And what she has to say, I think, is very important. So, am I wired to plug it in here? Okay.
You're good to go, Pastor.
Okay, there you go. Let me play this, Joe. It's a very short clip. It's only about 30 seconds long. But this woman is a Holocaust survivor, and here's what she has to say.
And a half, when my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp, fear of infectious epidemics was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease.
Exactly.
Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease.
All right, very short clip, but that was from a Holocaust survivor. And again, it's the very same techniques that Hitler used, and it's being very useful today to dupe the simple-minded of America. You know, it's about 80% so far. This is according to those that have been vaxxed. 80% have been Democrats, and only 40% of those that have been vaxxed are Republicans. Hitler used...
Still too high.
Yep. Well, Obama knew that if he could count, or if he could infiltrate the AMA... and corrupt it from within. He, like Hitler, could destroy America from within, and he could turn doctors and nurses into executioners. Obamacare was a means by which he could take the morality and the ethics out of healthcare and replace it with socialized medicine. All of this started long, long, long before Obama was ever born, but Obama was the dark prince, the Antichrist prince that accelerated the process. The enemy knew that they could never conquer America as long as she was united. So for over 100 years, like a sinister cancer growing in the education system, the enemy spread its roots of cultural Marxism to generation after generation. Its goal was to divide and conquer. And I want to go, oh boy, we've had some pledges. Hey. Let's pull me down. Where do we start? Wow. The pledges are coming in. Praise the good Lord above. Now, Lisa pledged $125. Wendy Wilson pledged $1,293. Betty from California pledged $50. John in Minnesota pledged $50. Tony from Toronto pledges $125. Marlene in Michigan pledges $30. And Bob in New York pledges $200. Thank you.
Pastor, might be a good time just to remind everybody, this ministry is totally listener-supported. We don't sell things. We don't advertise. We don't have sponsors. We have a partnership with the listening audience. All the people involved in the radio ministry work for free. None of us have. No one has ever in the almost 49 years you've been on the air taken any money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep it going. So if you donate, it is not doing anything for any of us. We're simply working for the Lord and working for our own personal retirement plan.
You're not kidding. Here you go. Speaking of that, you know, when we were talking about this, you've heard of that fellow named Gandhi?
Yeah. Pacifist.
Yeah. Here's what he said in 1912. He said, "Vaccination is a barbarous practice, and it is one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. The vaccine is a filthy substance, and it is foolish to expect that one kind of filth can be removed by another. Conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction." He said that back in 2012. How about that? And so, anyhow, I wanted to just remind people of some of the things that were said, the goals. Do you remember a guy named Yeager Gator? Yeager Gator.
Not clicking anything right now.
Okay. Do you remember the former Soviet Union?
Oh, yes.
Well, it split up. And when it was split up, he was the premier at that time.
That's right, yep.
And afterwards, he was at a press conference, and he said, "The Soviets spent millions by infiltrating your media," meaning American media. "Just because the Soviet Union collapsed, it doesn't mean these people went away." In other words, he was saying, you know, we may have collapsed, but all of our communists are in your media. We own it. And here, remember what goal 20 and 21 is?
Well, first, let's remind people that this is back in 1963, January, the 45 goals of current goals of communism were put into the congressional record by Dr. Cleon Skousen. He's the one who came up with these goals. He was the FBI's leading expert on communism. That's where these came from.
Yep. And so goal 20 and 21, do you have your 45 current communist goals?
Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making. Get control of the media.
Positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Hang on to that.
21, yep.
All right, we have, let's see, we have more pledges coming in here. And by the way, I want to give that number out again. The number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Ken from Florida just pledged 100. Thank you, Ken from Florida.
Thank you. Hey, I want to back up goal 17. This is what it started my journey into politics, was the public pool system. Goal 17, get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum, dumb down the students. Get control of the teachers, unions, and associations. Put the party line in school textbooks. The NEA is a subset of the American Socialist Party. Why? How do I know? There was a website from the Democratic Socialists of America, and it had the Progressive Caucus. Those socialists who were in our Congress, there were originally 50 of them, who are proudly socialist, it said so right there, and one of the first organizations that supported and promoted the Progressive Caucus was the National Education Association. Fact.
Remember Reagan wanted to get rid of the NEA, or the the Department of Education and the NEA, but he ran into opposition.
Department of Education.
Yep. And he ran into so much opposition from the Democrats, and we can see why, huh?
We can sure see. Well, clear back in what was, I think it's 1934, the NEA gave their goal, their stated goal, and it was the goal of their education in America was the socialization of the child. Not the education, the socialization, the buzzword for bringing about a socialist revolution. 1934.
Now, see if this sounds familiar to you, because this has been being espouted by one crazy Bernie Sanders. Crazy Bernie Sanders has quoted this, but there's others out there and within the Democratic collective that are espousing this. And here it is. This is what Karl Marx said. The meaning of peace is the absence of opposition.
Yes.
Okay.
Opposition, right.
And that's what Mad Maxine said. There can be no resistance, okay?
No resistance to the takeover. See, it didn't say, yeah, if you got to remember, these people use words. We talked on our show, the Fabian Socialist Society, words were going to be the weapon of this new warfare to socialize Western civilization, you know, Europe and America. They would change and shift words and meanings and cover up what they were doing, and it, you know, turned into then political correctness through the Institute for Social Research.
And here you go. This is what you've been hearing from Nancy Pelosi and the others. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, all social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. Total Marxism here is what they're talking about. That's goal 32. But here's what Marx said. Now listen, see if this does not sound very, very familiar. Ideas are more powerful than guns. Ideas are more powerful than guns. If we would never let our enemy have guns, why should we let them have ideas? One of the major, major goals of the sleazy Joe Biden regime is to get our guns. He's made that very clear, that he's going to find a way to get our guns away from us. He might not want us to give him our guns, huh?
Well, if you look at the Communist Party over in China, they had then a few years back Zhang Zerin. Our enemy is not those with the guns, but missionaries with the Bible.
Well, remember what they said. We would never let our enemy have guns. Why should we let them have ideas?
Yes.
In other words, we shouldn't be. This is where you've got these school boards now working with the Department of Judas to frame and trying to intimidate teachers. They're even sending in these crazies to stand up at the meetings wherever their parents are coming out. You just had one recently to come out, and he threatened. He's got 1,000 soldiers that anybody that comes stands against critical race theory or any other part of communism, that him and his 1,000 soldiers are going to attack them.
Right.
You just had...
Come on down here to Missouri, because there's probably 100,000 cowboys that would say, we're not going to allow this.
Well, and then you have that fellow out of New York. Well, here's one I'm looking at right now. George Floyd's nephew has posted a video threatening jurors if they do not convict Kyle Rittenhouse. Mm-hmm. And so he's going on there. The criminal's nephew, Cortez Rice, claimed that he knows people who have been taking photos. Oh, by the way, they've caught people trying to take photos of the jurors coming in and out. And
isn't that against the law? Even threatening a juror is against the law. Wonder why these people weren't arrested.
Well, because under the Obama regime, laws don't apply to Democrats.
That's right. Yeah.
They don't apply to... That's why, you see, what happens with the fake news media, this whole thing, remember, where they were burning buildings, looting, and they were calling it these prostitutes that were prostitutes, those that are prosecuting Kyle Rittenhouse, was saying that here it was a peaceful protest and he shows up with a gun. Well, you know, a peaceful protest, people are setting buildings on fires, chasing people with rocks, trying to kill people, and these prostitutes that are trying to prosecute him. And by the way, boy, I can tell you, those if they had a career, they're gone now, because those prostitutes are going to be the laughing stock of the country now.
Well, they've been made fun of by the top legal beagles, yeah. But I was just thinking, we were on these goals. Remember here, discredit the American Constitution. Well, what is Biden? These people, they're ignoring the Constitution. It's unnecessary. It's a hindrance. And goal 30, discredit the American founding fathers. Oh, yes, evil white men who brought slavery to America, right? Discredit, what are they trying to do? Get rid of Thomas Jefferson, all these people, right?
Right.
Everything in these goals, just about, if we had time to do each and every line, there isn't one of them that the left is not doing right now during this revolution.
Okay, well, here's another one. Infiltrate, this is goal 27 and 28. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion.
Social
discredit
justice.
The Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crush. Eliminate prayer in any phase of religion expression in the schools on the ground that it violates principle or separation of church and state. Of course, that's what the ACLU, and that's, of course, this is what the Antichrist collective has been pushing. But the parents now, we're starting to see some Americans waking up. They're starting to awaken. They're awakening, and they're saying, you know what? We can't keep a blind eye. We can't no longer justify. Now we know. We don't have a cloak now for our ignorance and apathy. We have to stand up for our children. And so now what is the opposition doing? The opposition is saying we have to double down now. We have, before they become stronger, before they become more united, and this is what we really have to do.
They're risking it all. See, they came out in the open, and now it's all or nothing. Well, look at goal 26. Present, it's called homosexuality here, but we call it sodomy. Degeneracy and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. Oh, and by the way, that is also the sixth goal on the Humanist Manifesto. And the Humanist Manifesto was written by John Dewey, you know, the father of modern education. So it's amazing. This stuff all kind of ties together, and it's kind of scary.
All right, we have Bill in Boston pledges 35. Jerome in New York pledges 200. Rosita in Michigan pledges 100. And Judy from Denver pledges 100. Praise the good Lord. Okay.
Hey, amen.
Already.
Goal 6 of the Humanist Manifesto. All forms of sexual expression are acceptable. All.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to make a quick announcement here, and then we're going to play a clip. And, folks,
all right,
we're going to keep trying. We're going to warn you and warn you and warn you and warn you. Now, this Friday, November 19th, join us healthcare workers. Join all of us healthcare workers in a protest against UH University Hospital and the Cleveland Clinic for mandating the vaccines and firing us if we do not comply. We will be starting at Miller Pavilion and walking to University Hospital. Parking can be in the garage on 100th Street or any side street. Please consider carpooling. Please bring American flags and posters and megaphones. We've got to stand up for our freedom. We must stand up for our freedoms. And now, three courts so far, federal courts, have told Biden that his mandates are unconstitutional. But Biden, remember, says we're deathocrats. And he told the companies, the corporations, forget the law. We're deathocrats. We don't have to abide by the law. And we're going to play a clip. Listen to this clip right now.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and academic physician, professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine on the Baylor Dallas campus. I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine and what it means. There are already places in Southeast Asia and Europe, they're laying the groundwork for a compulsory vaccination. I mean compulsory. That means somebody pins you down to the ground and puts a needle in you. That's how bad stakeholders want vaccination. Listen, that's not of cost. You don't have to pay for it. It's all provided. There are people or stakeholders, they do want a needle in every arm. This needle in every arm is a very important moniker. Why? Why do you want a needle in an arm? Let's take COVID recovered. Can't get the virus. Can't receive it. It has nothing to do. Why would they ever want a needle in the arm of a COVID recovered patient? Why? Three studies show higher safety events. See, the tension that Americans are feeling right now as they're trying to keep their jobs and go to work is they know they can die of the vaccine. That's the problem. If the vaccine was like water, and you just got it, no side effects, who wouldn't take it? Say, hell, I'll comply. They got my Social Security number anyway in a database. I'm already marked. I'll just get marked. But no, there's something very unique about this vaccine. It's something about injecting something into a body that is so important to stakeholders that it doesn't matter. Kids 12 years old told they can make their own decision on this, and it could be their fatal decision. Think about that. North Carolina just passed that. Oh, kids 12 years old can decide on their own. There are over 4,000 dead Americans. There's over 10,000 dead people in Europe that die on days 1, 2, and 3 after the vaccine. Why are we pushing this in a way where people's jobs and their education and their livelihood decide on a decision that's potentially fatal? The tension, you can cut it with a knife. There are parents that say, listen, I want my kid to go to college this year, but I don't want to lose him to the vaccine. They know what's going on. The internet is full of these cases, blood clots, strokes, immediate death. Now, I'm fortunate. I have not directly lost a patient to the vaccine. I told you most got vaccinated in December, January, February. Based on the safety data now, I can no longer recommend it. I can't recommend it. It's passed all the thresholds to being a safe product. It's not a safe product. None of them are. It's not just Johnson & Johnson. In fact, more of the safety events in the United States have occurred with Moderna and Pfizer. There are now papers written by prominent scientists calling for a worldwide halt in the program. There are prominent virologists, many of them, including Nobel Prize winners, who have said, listen, if we vaccinate people and we create a very narrow, incomplete library of immunity, which is what the vaccine is, the vaccines are all targeted to the original Wuhan spike protein, which is long gone. That's extinct. Patients are getting vaccinated to something that doesn't even exist anymore. That Wuhan spike protein is gone. We're hoping the immunity covers the other variants, but that narrow immunity is a setup. It's just like giving everybody a narrow spectrum antibiotic. If you did that, what would happen? We'd grow up superbugs. There are warnings out there saying don't do this. Don't vaccinate the entire world. All we're going to do is set ourselves up for a superbug that's going to really wipe out populations. So for many reasons, the vaccine, indiscriminate vaccination, is a horrendous idea. It's a horrendous bioweapon that's been thrust onto the public, and it's going to cause great personal harm, which it already has. Thousands of people have lost their lives. I've never lost a direct patient, but I've had my patients lose their family members, lots of them. I've filled out a safety report on a patient who developed blood clots after one of the Pfizer Moderna vaccine, and I'm telling you, it took half an hour to do it. There was many pages, and each page said, warning, federal offense, punishable by severe fines and penalties if I falsified a report. All those thousands of Americans that have died with the vaccine and hospitalizations in the database I think are real, and they are far beyond anything we've ever seen. And as a doctor and as a public citizen, I am extraordinarily concerned about the vaccine. The vaccine center right down the street here is empty. I drive past it every day. Americans know. They're talking to each other. The vaccine's not safe. And now the effort is the vaccine stakeholders want kids without parental guidance, and now they want to be in the church. Americans and people worldwide should be extraordinarily alarmed.
All righty. We're going to get back with him in just a few minutes, but right now I have somebody much prettier, and that's my cousin, Jen Gordon. Are you there, Jen?
I am here, Pastor.
Hey, you guys got something coming up in your church. I believe it's this coming Thursday, is it not?
It is Thursday night. It's Exploring Home Education. It'll be at 7 o'clock at Chardon Christian Fellowship, which is at 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon.
All right. Tell that again. Give it very, very one more time.
Okay. It's Exploring Home Education. It's Thursday, November 18th. It's 7 p.m., 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon. And they can find more information on it at geogahomeschool.org.
All right. Very good. And you know what? You need to text me all of that because you know how my memory is nowadays. Because I get a lot of stuff. Jen, I get anywhere from 600 to 800 emails a day.
Yeah, that's too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yeah, I can't read all of those, okay? But anyhow, so text me that info, and I'll give it to you for the rest of the week.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. I know you want to get some beauty sleep. I know it's worked for you. It doesn't work for me, but anyhow, if you want to stay with us, you can. We got a powerful program tonight.
Yeah, can I just say one thing
before
I go get my beauty sleep about this event? We're holding this. A group of about 5 or 6 moms has been meeting for a couple months, and we just feel strongly that we need to help parents who have their children in the public education system know how to pull their kids out if they want to, that they can home educate, and that they can stop the indoctrination of their children and the mandates that are going on that they're not comfortable with, and to let them know that they're not alone. We have over close to 400 families in Geauga County alone that homeschool, and that's more than last year. So the
it
numbers
is.
Are growing. The numbers are growing.
It's growing, and I can tell you, I homeschooled, and it was one of the best times of my life because you see what happens with these children. If you feed them and water them, they'll grow, and they're no longer children. You can't get that back, see? And so you want to spend as much time with them as you can. And we did it. We had a homeschool co-op in our church. In fact, you're talking to one of the homeschool pioneers here in Ohio, a wonderful lady named Martha Lippitt, way back in the 70s, had a one-room schoolhouse with the Bible on her desk and the Ten Commandments on the wall. And guess what? With that one-room schoolhouse, the ACLU got after her.
I bet.
And she called me, and she told me, what am I going to do? And I said, let's fight. Let's fight. Let's go after them. And we did. And we started promoting homeschooling. And back in those days, Jen, even the neo-evangelical preachers said, believe this or not, they were saying back then, if we pull our children out of the public school, who's going to witness and evangelize to those children in those schools? And I told him, I said, do you know that all of the authority figures are going to be telling your children just the opposite of what you're teaching? They're not going to cheer. Your children won't influence others. They'll be the ones that it's influenced. And that's exactly what happened.
Because that is what happened. The evangelism is going the wrong direction.
Right.
Instead of the children being able to evangelize for Christ, the children are being evangelized in humanism.
And they were calling me bad names. They were calling me a radical preacher, a Bible thumper, and a religious zealot. But then this other fellow come along named James Dobson. He came along. See, because I was saying, if you love your children, pull them out of the public schools. Get them out of there now. Well, then he came along, and he started saying, if you love your kids, get them out of the public schools. And then a guy named D. James Kennedy, he picked up, and he started saying the same thing. And then all of a sudden, I didn't look like such a fire-breathing radical anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
We owe a lot to the veterans, the ones that fought the fight and made sure that it became legal in all 50 states.
Yeah,
and we thank you for that.
We had to do it together, and we got it. Right now, we are in a war, and I started out the program talking about how I was listening on Veterans Day, how the Fox News reporter was saying this is the first Veterans Day in over 20 years when America has not been in a war, and we're in a worse war than we've been in since the Civil War.
This is a
civil war in this country. And we must fight back. And so, anyhow, one more time.
This is one way we can do it with our kids. This is one way is that we can protect them and we can train them and get them ready to continue the fight after we're gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I am really proud of the way you grew up and tell your mom and dad that they did a great job raising you.
Well, thank you so much, Ernie. We love you guys and hope the rest of your program goes well.
Well, I think it should. We're doing pretty good so far tonight. This is Pledge Week.
Oh, that's good. Well, I pray that you are abundantly blessed.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you. Okay. And
God bless.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to, we have, let me see, where do we leave off? Okay, let's see. Bugs, ha ha! Bugs Bunny. And Little Rock, I know that fella out there in Little Rock, pledges 200. All right, praise the good Lord.
I was just thinking something. There was this guy named Pastor Joe that way back about 25, 30 years ago. I wasn't doing homeschooling, but we were promoting Christian schools and helping start Christian schools and churches. That's another good alternative, especially when the parents get involved and a lot of the retired, we brought in retired teachers and retired engineers, mathematicians, historians to help run the school. And those schools can be very good, too.
Right. Well, we did, too. We helped a number of Christian schools get started from scratch. And they're growing. One is Agape. It is doing tremendous, as we've had Sue here on from Agape on the program before, but you know, here's the good news. Every day in this country, three new Christian schools are opening. And so that is good news.
Lord, yeah.
And not only that, but homeschooling is taking off. But people, the opposition, believe me, is very well aware of this, and they know that their door to destroy America. When Biden says he wants to build back better, what he's talking about is first he's got to completely destroy America. Could take her down, tear her down to the ground, okay? And if you think those at the Pentagram and the Pentagram are going to stand up against our foreign enemies that are trying to destroy us economically, you're wrong. They're not going to. They're not going to. We cannot trust General Milley and these others there to help protect this country and our economy. They're going to do everything they can to destroy our economy. And big business, you know, the big business here in this country, the big corporations, the Chinese have a whole lot more people than we do. And so their loyalty is to the dollar, not to the American. And so
you question, who is that doctor that the tape? I was so busy listening to his words, I forgot. Which doctor was that did the tape you played?
Oh, that was Dr. Peter McCullough.
That's McCullough. Right.
Well, listen, he's got some more to say here, so let's take another listen. But before we do that, Marilyn from Florida pledges 50. Thank you, Marilyn. Go ahead. Let's pick Peter back up. Dr. Peter McCullough.
I think it's about what the vaccine means. And Whitney Webb gets credit for this. Back in April, she said, aha, I figured this out. This is what globalists have been waiting for. They've been waiting for a way of marking people, that you get in a vaccine, you're marked in a database. And this can be used for trade, for commerce, for behavior modification, all different purposes. And you've seen it right here in Dallas. They've announced, you can't go to a Dallas Mavericks game unless you're vaccinated. You've had people say, listen, you have passports. You had colleges today announce that they're not going to give any credit to natural immunity. Every scientist in the world knows that the natural immunity is way better than the vaccine immunity. If it's about COVID, why don't we have COVID recovered go to the Mavericks games? Why don't we have COVID recovered people freely go to college? Well, why do we have to have faulty vaccine immunity be the priority and have natural immunity not count? See, these types of things make me think that Whitney Webb is correct. This is actually about marking. The vaccine is a way of marking people. It's a way of starting to assert efforts to create compliance, behavior control. Don't forget, the vaccine is just a starter. Now there's going to be updates. There's going to be boosters. They're already prepping people for this. There's going to be more. The vaccine manufacturers are all linked. They're all uniquely indemnified. What medical product is there indemnification where something happens to you, you don't have any recourse? You know, a woman gets vaccinated, a pregnant woman. She has no maternal fetal rights. Something happens to her or her baby. She's out of luck. This is extraordinary what Americans are doing. It's absolutely extraordinary what's being thrust upon us now.
All right, folks, this is why we have to fight back. This is why we keep telling you we've got to fight back. We have had doctor after doctor. Peter McCullough from Texas A&M is one of the top known doctors in the country. And one after the other have come by. And, let's play a few more minutes of him. Do we have a few more minutes of him?
FDA regulatory guidance and vaccines. And there have been modern vaccines. You don't have to pick the old ones. I mean, we've had modern vaccines, shingles vaccines, hepatitis B, meningococcal vaccines, demand a minimum of 2 years of safety data. 2 years by regulatory. In fact, these are kind of written and codified into the regulatory rules for the manufacturers. That was all thrown out and said 2 months for COVID. 2 months. So 2 months of observational data. This idea that we could vaccinate people that were not even tested in the trials, that has never been done before. We have never just thrown a vaccine at somebody without having any data. None. So the very first pregnant woman that was vaccinated here in the United States, it was done with no knowledge of safety and no knowledge of efficacy. And the argument that we've heard is, well, COVID-19 is a bad illness. 600,000 people have died. The vaccine could help them. We should give it a shot. Come on. We should just give it a shot. Well, that 600,000 died. I've already told you 85% of that was preventable with early treatment, which was actively suppressed and squashed. And not only that, is if this vaccine can help them, the vaccine better be safe. It better be safe. And my comments on the vaccine are safety, safety, safety. Let's see it. Let's see it. And Americans ought to, just like the Americans should have been getting weekly updates on treatment innovations, Americans should have been getting weekly updates on vaccine safety. Very important. Weekly updates from our federal officials on safety. Super important. Those two things are probably the two largest acts of malfeasance in all of medical regulatory history. It will go down in history of malfeasance, wrongdoing by those of authority. How come there was no updates on treatment and no promotion of early treatment to reduce hospitalization and death? And now when we release the vaccine, why are there no safety updates? Why are there no attempts for risk mitigation in terms of making the vaccine program safer. How do we have all these vaccines? How do we know that we can vaccinate pregnant women? We know because of years and years and years of safety data. Before a vaccine has ever been injected into a pregnant woman, it's probably been tested for decades before we try it in a pregnant woman. We would never out of the box take a brand new technology that's never been tested before, ever. And we know that the vaccine technology produces the dangerous spike protein. It produced the Wuhan spike protein, the spicule on the ball of the virus itself, which damages blood vessels and causes blood clotting. And all of them do. We would never unleash that into a pregnant woman's body. Americans have to understand something is very wrong what's going on. What's going on now in the world, these are examples, are clear-cut examples of wrongdoing that is at such a high level. The groupthink is in the wrong direction in such a consistent and overwhelming way that people are being harmed in an extraordinary fashion.
Alrighty, we are back. You know, Joe, I've had some, I've had a couple ladies say to me, don't you get tired of talking about that vaccine? Yeah, I do. But we have to keep letting people know because people are dying, Joe. They're dying. And do you remember what we talked about a week ago? Horror, in order to make COVID vaccines, Pfizer cuts open live babies without anesthesia to harvest the tissues. A disturbing but not surprising revelation has surfaced about how Pfizer harvested organs and other body parts from live babies in order to produce Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines. Whistleblower Melissa Stickler, who works as a manufacturing quality auditor for Pfizer, recently came forward with Eternal Company emails revealing the horrific, horrific practices that Pfizer employs to produce injections that are dispensed to the people's bodies for public health. For one of these, Pfizer Senior Director Worldwide Research, Vanessa Gilman, petitioned others with the company to keep what you are about to read from ever going public. From the perspective of corporate affairs, Gilman wrote, "We want to avoid having the information on baby cells floating out there. The risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit we could see, particularly with general members." Well, just to make it short, Joe, they know that they take these live babies that are born alive and they... Some of these women don't even know that their babies are born alive. And some of them are so wicked. Some of these women are so extremely wicked. They could be Democratic female congresswomen or senators. That's how wicked they are. But they're so wicked that they actually have babies purposely just to give them for experimentation. Those are wicked, wicked women, okay? Anyhow, those are Hillary Clinton-type women. But anyhow, so they can't give them anesthesia because they can't infect the tissues, so they cut the babies open alive. And that's happening here in America, folks, and this is why we keep telling you. By the way, you heard Dr. McCullough, Peter McCullough, talk about these women who are pregnant. Here, 2,433 dead babies in a VAERS report. Now, VAERS by themselves admitted that they only give anywhere from 1 to 10% of the actual count.
Right.
Study shows mRNA shots not safe for pregnant women. So you've had, these are that one of the 1 to 10%, 2,433. And just say, if that's only 10%, just think of how many there really are, Joe. You know, it's unbelievable. 20,000 babies have died from these Pfizer shots.
Well, let's also look at it from another angle. You see, we've been telling people that this vaccine is not a vaccine. It's not like the polio vaccine or some of the others. And we have the executive from Bayer Pharmaceutical Division, Stephen Ulrich. Now, he was at the World Health Summit back in October, around the 24th through the 26th. There were people from 120 countries there on this COVID thing. And he said his country, quote, really taking that leap to drive innovation in cell and gene therapies. Okay? Then he said, ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago the public, would you be willing to take a gene or cell therapy and inject it in your body? We would have probably had a 95% refusal rate, unquote. So here we have a senior executive from one of the big, huge pharmaceutical companies saying that these vaccines are not vaccines. They are gene therapy, cell and gene therapy. So when we say people call us anti-vaxxers, this isn't a vaccine. It's a DNA therapy that does strange things to the body, and we're not even all sure what's in it. We've had different doctors and people come on with different things in it that shouldn't be, but it is not a vaccine.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And Joe, here, a Michigan school system closes after large numbers of teachers become ill, not from the COVID, but from the vaccine. Numerous schools in Michigan Township closed Monday after numerous staff members fell up. These were these people that had to get the vaccine, that were required to get it. They got it, and now they all got sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, so here's another. CDC came out and admitted, this is Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they have no record of unvaxxed individual with COVID natural immunity spreading the virus. They did not take and do any studies or compile any information on the natural immunity. They've been ignoring it. They did one little study and said, oh, our vaccine is better than the natural immunity, but we have, through other countries, has been proven the CDC was really wrong. I guess there have been some other, like 62 other studies showing natural immunity, and the big study we know in Israel that was about, about seven times larger than the CDC, and all the other studies around the world that the natural immunity was better, stronger than the vax, because the vaccine only went after the spike protein, where your natural immunity has about 50 different things that it can throw out there to combat variations of the virus. So what they're doing by forcing people to take the vaccine, it also is destroying the natural immunity that people have and causing people who would probably never get sick again to become sick, because taking the vax just basically made them unsafe.
All righty, Joe, very good. Listen, John from Parma pledges 150. Peter in Brooklyn pledges 200. And folks, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And We're coming up to a hard break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to kind of switch gears and go in a different direction. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. This is Pledge Week, and it's always a tough week, Pledge Week, but thank you, all of you out there, for keeping us on the air, and as long as we will fight with everything we got. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.